Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. This is Bev Herring. And even before I start, I wanted to say one of our partners wrote me the other day and said, "You're sounding better every day. Thank you, Jesus, that I am, because I think I've been a little raspy." Anyway, today we're going to talk about a few reasons, and there are so many, that we can be happy, healthy, and holy. It's true. The Word of God shows us in so many ways to how to be blessed. And I love 3 John 2 because, well, it witnessed to me years ago. 3 John 2 says, as you well know, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." This well-worn scripture gives us the perfect prescription for being happy, healthy, and holy. First, it tells us how much the Lord wants us blessed. I wish above all things, you know, he wants it for us. Second, it tells us he wants us to prosper, praise his holy name. And if you look up prosper in Strong's Concordance, it means exactly what it says. Be successful, well off, doing great. Third, he wants us to be healthy too. And fourth, he tells us how we can have all those things. It says, even as our soul prospers. I remember when I first got saved, 24 years old. At that point in time, I was a little anemic. I used to get bronchitis a lot in the winter. My sinuses acted up. But after a few years of being in the Word, I noticed how much healthier I'd become. It was then that 3 John 2 dropped in my spirit, and I realized the Lord was showing me that as I had grown in the Word, so had my health greatly improved. Thank you, Jesus. A Christian who is living victoriously and to the maximum potential is a potent witness of God's grace and glory. It says in 2 Corinthians 9, 12 through 14, this in the Living Bible, 2 Corinthians 9, 12 through 14. "So two good things happen as a result of your gifts. Those in need are helped, and they overflow with thanks to God. Those you help will be glad not only because of your generous gifts to them and to others, but they will praise God for this proof that your deeds are as good as your doctrine. And they will pray for you with deep fervor and feeling because of the wonderful grace of God shown through you." Truly, it's God's desire for us to bless his people. And so we can be a blessing to others because we are blessed ourselves. Philippians 2:13 says, "For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." Every need we have is known by God, and he has the resources to supply them. There are certain fundamental scriptures that I want to go over, a lot of them today, that really need to get down well, in our spirits. We need to get a deeper revelation of them so that we can walk in them more strongly, understanding these verses so that they can come alive in each one of us. In digging through the Word, there were some incredible spiritual benefits to make us happier, healthier, more prosperous in our holiness. And praise God, he loves turning things around when we go deeper in applying the Word of God in our lives. The first one, unlimited blessings. In Genesis 18:14, it says, "Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son." The Lord told Abraham and Sarah they were going to have a son, and they were going, "Really?" A lot of times we say, "Really?" when God is wanting to do something great. Is there anything too hard for him? Is there anything too hard to believe that God can't do? Oh, some of my favorite scriptures I didn't even get a chance to put in here. Mark 9:23, Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." That scripture in the Message translation says it this way. Jesus said, "If there are no ifs among believers, anything can happen." And in Jeremiah 32:17, we shared this recently, or I did. Jeremiah 32:17 says, "Ah, sovereign Lord, You have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for you. One of my very favorites, really, and I didn't put it in here, is when the children of Israel were tired of manna and wanted meat to eat. And Moses went, who was just one of the most powerful in faith people that is in the Bible. The Lord said to him, I'm going to give them meat for a month. And he goes, Lord, if we were to slaughter every cattle that we have and get all the fish in the sea, it wouldn't be enough to feed these thousands upon thousands of people. And I love what the Lord said to him in Numbers. It says, when did I become weak? That's in the Living Translation, I think. When did I become weak? Anyway, I had to share that with you. Second, answer is to prayer. In James 5:17, Elijah, it says, was a man with a nature like ours. Think of that. It says in the word, Elijah was a man just like us. I mean, he was a human being with feelings like we have. That's what kind of what one of the scriptures says, translations. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. In Mark 11:24, we read this in the Amplified Bible. For this reason, I am telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident that it is granted to you and you will get it. The New Living Translation of that says, I tell you, you can pray for anything, and if you believe that you've received it, it will be yours. Obviously, it's in line with the Word of God. Next one is personal protection. I love these. Psalm 37:3 in the New Living Translation. Trust in the Lord and do good. Then you will live safely in the land and prosper. Here's another one, great one. Psalm 91:9. If you say, the Lord is my refuge and make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near your tent. There are so many on personal protection. I mean, in Psalm 91 alone, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. But I chose Psalm 91:9 because it's the Lord. If you say the Lord is my refuge and he is my dwelling place, no harm can come to you. I love Luke, really. Oh my goodness, don't let me get carried away. Luke 10:19, says nothing shall by any means hurt you. Read that scripture. Removal of obstacles. In Luke 17:6, it says, and the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. That's a lot of faith, but it says as a grain of mustard seed. Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that hath risen against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Spiritual fullness. In John 6:35, it says, and Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. And also Ephesians 1:19-20. Ephesians 1:19-20 says, I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. And it says truly in those scriptures, I think it's in chapter 4, where it says, we are seated with him in heavenly places. Next, power for service. Philippians 2:13 says, "For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him." There are so many. John 14:12 says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." There it is in black and white. Everything you need is next. The Contemporary English Version of 2 Peter 1:13 says, "We have everything we need to live a life that pleases God. It was all given to us by God's own power when we learned that he had invited us to share in his wonderful goodness." The Message Bible translation of 2 Peter 1:3 and 4 says it this way: "Everything that goes into a life of pleasing God has been miraculously given to us by getting to know personally and intimately the one who invited us to God. The best invitation we ever received. We were also given absolutely terrific promises to pass on to you. Your tickets to Your tickets to participation in the life of God after you turned your back on a world corrupted by lust." Philippians 4:19, "And my God," you could say "my God," "shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." And I really couldn't leave out Matthew 6:33. "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be given to you as well." Next, are you ready for this? A longer life. Proverbs 9:11, a good 9:11. "Wisdom will multiply your days and add years to your life." And back to Psalm 91:16 says, "With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation." Proverbs 3:2, "For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you." There are really so many more that talk about long life. You can look it up really yourself. The next one is healthier life. Exodus 23:25, God made a promise in Exodus 23:25, and it says, "And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee." Also have 1 Peter 2:24. Actually, we have Isaiah 50. You know, Isaiah prophesied it, and then it came to pass in 1 Peter 2:24, because it says, "He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that having died to sins, we might live to righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed." And in Isaiah, it says, "You will be," you know, and this says, "It's been done in Jesus' name." Proverbs 4:20 and 22 says, "My son, attend to my words. Incline your ears to my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh." Last one, blessings without end. It's really not the last one, because there are just so many more things that we could go into. And I just after a few hours gave up looking up all these things. Deuteronomy 28:2. I felt like I gave you enough ammunition for today. Deuteronomy 28:2 says, "And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God." I mean, really, this is by no means the end. It's actually the beginning. To search the word for God's unending blessings. Truly, truly, if we hearken to the voice of the Lord our God, if we get in his word and dig in it and make it a part of our lives. I mean, you probably thought of scriptures I didn't even add, and promises that could have been listed, because there are so many. The important thing to remember is how blessed we are and how we need to walk in that blessing. When we meet people who have no hope, we need to share with them what the Lord has done for us. I'm a firm believer a firm believer that God is the only righteous judge. The Holy Spirit's job is to convict people, and our job is to love people. People are not often shown enough love. And Jesus said in 1 John 13:35, they will know us by our love for one another. So, on this marvelous Monday, let's go out there and show people really the love of God can live on a Monday. I'm kidding around. The love of God really lives in us by the way that we live, and we need to be a blessing to people. I ran over today. I'm sorry, there are so many blessings, but you go have a marvelous day. We love you. We praise the Lord for you, and keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.